Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Lee Branham's here. Lee is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal of Keeping the People, author of a number of books, including The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave and others. We got another one here somewhere. Re-engage. That's it. Re-engage. That's the other one. He's our good friend, Lee. Welcome back.
Great to be back, Jim, as always.
Good to have you back. I lost one of your books, and you've got two or three out there, so thank you for hanging out with me.
Sure.
One of the things you're bringing with you today is some research on performance feedback. Now, tell us what you mean by that, and tell us about the research.
Well, there have been some articles written a lot recently about Generation Z, which is the new generation coming up,
right,
following the millennials, who are just now beginning to graduate from college and into the workforce. And are they different than millennials? And what we're finding out is they need feedback even more than millennials.
Wow.
And we heard a lot of talk about millennials, you know, growing up with...
That's a bracing statement.
Yeah. Millennials, the word was they need performance review on a Monday, and then another one on Wednesday, and then another one on Friday. And they are used to immediate gratification because of video games and their devices. And, of course, Generation Z is grown up, you know, since they were 4 years old using computers. So they are even more that way. And but there's also talk that the way they've been parented, their parents are not just helicopter parents; they're bulldozer parents.
Wow.
They're clearing the path for them. And a lot of people believe that this generation is too fragile, and they're going to have more difficulty receiving feedback. So
I do believe that they're going to take entitlement to a new level. And it's our fault because we've been giving them stuff. You know, when you and I were, I know they're rolling their eyes now. They think I'm about to say we walked to school uphill both ways in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But when you and I were a kid,
yeah,
if we wanted something and we told our parents, I sure would like to have this or that, they'd say, well, maybe Santa Claus will bring it to you, right? Well, this is July, so you got to wait 6 months for Santa Claus. Today, if somebody says they want something, all they got to do is hold their hand out, and somebody plops it in their hands.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, we've been sending the message to companies and to managers for several years now that millennials need a lot of feedback, and so there's developed this new school of thought that we need something called radical candor and constant feedback in the organization. And that has led to a lot of companies delivering brutal feedback.
But they can't handle that either.
No. And that doesn't work because it makes people defensive.
Well,
look,
I love my millennials. I've employed, there's not too many small business owners of my size company who's employed more millennials in the last dozen years. And I love them.
Yeah.
I mean, I helped them. I grew them. I raised them. I sent them off to be better than they were when they got here. I'm proud of what we did with them. They did good work for me while they were here, or I wouldn't have kept them. But they do not
We need their skills and strength.
They do not like you getting in their face. And getting in their face, even when you back off to a level where you don't even consider it in their face, you're just giving them feedback, they don't like that.
Yeah,
they're squirming.
Well,
they're getting
the
heck out of the room as fast as they can, and you get the feeling they're not listening.
Yeah, Well, you know, I heard the CEO of WD-40 Corporation talk a few years ago, and he said the way he manages people in his company, he says, I'm not here to mark your paper. I'm here to help you get an A.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's really all about is your intent and how you approach the person. Are you coming from a place of trying to support and help them, or are you coming from a place that you're here to judge them because they're not?
But when
not
you,
like
but
you.
But Lee, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, I got to stick this in there. The place you're coming from is somebody made a mistake. Somebody fell
That's
short
right.
of expectations. You have to put that on
right.
the table as a benchmark. This is
That's
where
right.
we're. This is why we're even face to face right now, and just
That's
laying
right.
that on the table makes them squirm.
Yeah. Well, somebody, I heard my former neighbor here was a master gardener, and she used to say when you, I asked her why she was such a good gardener, and she said, when you see a weed, you need to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And that applies in the workplace.
That's
when
right.
you see a weed, you need to see somebody screwing
up. You can't
up,
seek
you need
excellence otherwise.
Them. Yeah. So the key is how do you do it? Do
mm-hmm.
you do it in a way, if somebody's constantly late coming to work, you don't get in their face and say, you're always late,
right.
and that's got to change. What you say is you give neutral feedback, and you say to them, you state the fact. You have been late getting into the lab twice this week. When you arrive at unpredictable times, it's difficult for other people here to know when they can talk to you. And many people are depending on your expertise, and they need to know when you're available. And when you're not here, they have to sit in for you and do your job, and that means they're not doing their job, and you might be missing out on meetings that and discussions that where you need to be present and to help you keep current.
Please tell
That's
me at the end of all this, if they're a recidivist,
yeah.
please tell me if they've been doing it, if they're serial late, please tell me at the end of that you say, and your job could be in jeopardy. Please tell me you're going to say that.
Well, what you do say at that point is yes. You say, if this continues, you may not have a future here.
Yeah, yeah, good.
That's the language
you
I suggest.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Once they, and I've, listen, I've had everything you just described,
yeah.
I've had that happen to me.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know, I'm, look, I'm a nice guy. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. I don't want to be yelling and screaming or what. I don't do that. But I can't
no.
I in the marketplace is moving too fastly to be babying people. They got
right.
to grow up and pull their big boy and girl pants on and they got to grow up. And I'll tell you what, I take it on myself to help raise them. I don't I do use tough love. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more with Lee Branham. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Okay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.